People habitually put their fingers to their nostrils to look for blood. When their finger came away red, they knew it was time to get right with God. Many chose suicide instead of the inevitable torment that would follow. Global panic set in. Fear of the virus turned friends into enemies and neighbors into killers. Homes became fortresses guarded at gunpoint. Everyone hoarded food. Murder was often committed over a case of canned goods. And, not without reason, food had indeed become scarce. The farmers who supplied the world's needs were being decimated along with all the rest. The means of production and distribution imploded. The wheels of industry churned to a halt as workers and executives alike abandoned their posts to run for the hills. It was a ruthless, Darwinian age. But in the reign of the X-virus, even the fittest might not survive. When the pandemic had claimed a quarter of the Earth's population, fear turned into madness. Muslim radicals were the first to go nuclear. Demagogues in Iran, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan, all of which were nuclear countries in that era of proliferation, identified the plague as Allah's divine judgment on the infidels. Ideologies of hatred running in the veins of these societies coalesced into a new absolutism. The movement called itself Our Greatest Hour. Religious extremists claimed the moment in history had arrived when the superiority of Islam would be recognized. The servants of the Prophet would achieve world domination through conquest of the West. Several already tenuous Muslim governments were overthrown by mob violence and civil war. Now new fingers held the nuclear triggers. The great powers of the world were in no position to respond with diplomatic restraint when the missiles fell from the sky. China with its Christians, India with its Hindus, the United States with its hedonists, and Europe with its neo-pagans, all were targets for Our Greatest Hour. Beijing, New York, Washington, Paris, New Delhi, the mushroom clouds rose on the horizons over these cities and many others. Western governments collapsed. The rule of law gave way to the law of the jungle. In all the upheaval, a few generals from the world's superpowers seized control with a ruthless will to survive. Their response was swift and violent. Now the Muslim countries, whether or not any missiles had originated there, bore the brunt of the new warlord's revenge. With the spasmodic fury of a cornered and dying animal, the vast nuclear arsenals of the world were unleashed. No one held anything back. Even the less powerful nations, many of which had pursued clandestine nuclear programs, turned whatever weapons they had on their regional enemies. While